626-620-3602. We have the kind of listeners that don't accept things simply because they hear them. Our listeners tend to challenge not only us, but the mainstream, and we appreciate that about you. It means that you're thinking and that you're intelligent, and please always challenge us. 516-620-3602. But before you challenge us, get the information into your home, study it, and begin to think for yourself. Begin to restore this history in your own home, in your own mind, for your own families. It's imperative that we do so ourselves. 516-620-3602. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for your pledges of support to WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
Hi, this is Lisa Garr, WBAI host of The Aware Show, and I will be joined by Dr. Bruce Lipton on Friday to Sunday, June 17 through 19, for a three-day seminar called The Science and Practice of Mind Over Matter. It's going to be held at Kripalu in the beautiful Berkshires. And if you become a BAI buddy during our Spring for the Green Fund Drive, now through June 5th, if you pledge to WBAI, we will show our appreciation by entering you in a drawing to give away two tickets to the all accommodation included weekend seminar with Dr. Bruce Lipton and myself. This includes entry and all accommodations for two people. Dr. Bruce Lipton is a cellular biologist, and we will discuss what we think we become. So with quantum physics now emphasizing the role of consciousness as the primary force in really creating our world, this program will cover the science of mind over matter and how thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions create our physical reality. So for more information and to become a BAI buddy, monthly subscriber, just go to WBAI.org or call 516-620-3602. That's WBAI.org or call 516-620-3602.
WBAI is a media sponsor of Vision 21, New York's longest-running jazz festival. It starts June 5th with films on the Sun Ra Orchestra at Anthology Film Archives and moves to Judson Memorial Church from the 7th through 12th for nightly live avant-garde jazz, poetry, dance, and visual art. Acts include the Sun Ra Orchestra, Jerry Allen, Wadada Leo Smith, and more, honoring the career of bassist Henry Grimes. See artsforart.org for the schedule. That's arts with an S for art.org.
Hey, this is Chaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
This is WBAI New York 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio for New York and the tri-state area. In our quest to be truly of service to our audience, we've come upon the financial checkup. This incredibly important and valuable premium has already helped many, many listeners to restructure their finances in a way that aims for their individual goals. Some have already begun to see financial rewards as a result of the guidance they've received and the adjustments they've made to their money habits. Many of us listening, and maybe most of us, have received little to no financial training. As a result, many of us wander our money aimlessly for years, with no stated financial goals or aspirations, only to awaken one day to find that our money is not only not working for us, but in some cases, actually working against us. As with any area of study or endeavor, finance takes expertise, an expertise sadly lacking for most Americans. The financial checkup provides the opportunity for each individual, business owner, or head of family to stop the madness, to end the endless cycle of work to pay bills, rest 2 days, work to pay bills, rest 2 days, never really getting anywhere, and often with money flowing outward more quickly than it's building up at its incomparable 3% interest rate in your savings account. As I like to say, and you can quote me on this, money with no direction will go nowhere. That's an old saying from my intuition. In part, the point here is that we all need a money mentor. Someone who is already trained and fluent in finance. Someone who can outline distinctly the difference between a 401k and a 403b. Someone who can distinguish the difference between an IRA account and a Roth IRA account. And also have the skill set to determine which of these works best within the context of your specific financial situation and goals. Further, someone who can collate this information into the plain language of the layperson so that it is accessible to those who need it most. I was once in conversation with economics professor Richard Wolff, and I asked him why he'd chosen economics as his field of study, and he replied simply, "I wanted to help people understand it." It really is that simple, folks. Most of us need basic guidance dissecting the complexities of finance in American life because it's an area where our schooling has failed us yet again. But to so great a degree that many look up and find they've paid attention to everything in their lives excepting their finances. And then the mad scramble is on to invest for the second half of one's life. The financial checkup provides the individual with a GPS, as it were, a refocusing on an area many of us have given little attention. And as we have learned, wherever one focuses their attention, that area of their life grows. Speaking of which, included with the financial checkup is a copy of the film The Secret. This film contains a powerful message about an idea which is sweeping New Thought communities and the country in general, the law of attraction. In its simplest form, the law of attraction is the idea that what we focus upon most often with deep feeling manifests more readily in our experience. In other words, a focus upon peace is more productive than a focus upon war. In the same way, a structured focus upon success and better financial circumstances is more productive than a focus on debt. This principle is covered in detail in the film, and the idea of focusing upon the positive has changed innumerable lives. So let's talk finance. Joining us today is Loyon Mensa of the World Financial Group. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me on the show again. I definitely appreciate you starting off that way, because everything I do is predicated on where I began. And it began, humble beginnings, growing up in inner city South Bronx. I was raised by a single mom. She raised me and my three siblings. And she always shared with us, we shouldn't focus on our current circumstances. We should focus on where we want to be. And she was a direct representation of really practicing the law of attraction before I even knew what it was. She sacrificed a lot. She made sure that, we were taken care of. And for me, I focused on, being in a position of success. And success for me meant being able to help other people. So working hard, going through school, graduating with an accounting degree, starting off my career in accounting, then starting my own investment firm, and then transitioning to full-time on Wall Street, one of the largest investment banks in the world, and then learning everything I need to learn there from the standpoint of what wealthy people know and what most of middle America doesn't know, taking all that information and then being in a position where I opened up my own office on Wall Street to be able to be in a position to educate middle America on areas where they can either create a legacy, leave a legacy, or build wealth for their future and for their loved ones. And I'm in a position now where between myself and my colleagues, are able to, transform people's lives through inspiration, motivation, and education on the area of wealth and what that means.
Beautiful. And we are actually offering people an opportunity to have a one-hour personal financial checkup or consultation with your organization, either with yourself or one of your colleagues, depending on how the schedule goes. But maybe let's start by letting people know what they'll be able to learn through this financial checkup, a general idea at first.
Absolutely. I mean, it really comes down to understanding where they want to be, right? A lot of individuals don't have a financial independence number or don't know what it is for them. Now, financial independence number is the number that, let's say, for instance, for everyone that's listening, if you had all the money you ever needed, so that paid off all your bills and paid off all your current expenses, plus all the money you ever wanted, what would that number be? And whatever that number is your financial independence number. That's going to allow you to have the lifestyle that you really want to live and also be able to, let's say, be fulfilled with everything that you want to do. So my job is to help people dream again. You know, I've learned that, you know, a lot of individuals after the age of 4 or 5, they stop dreaming, right? There was a quote where someone said that individuals die at the age of 18 and are buried at the age of 80.
Wow.
And what I learned is that when they say they die at the age of 18, it's not a physical death. Their dreams die. And then they physically die around the age of 80 or so. So my main responsibility is to help individuals dream again. Help people find that passion that they once did, that they lost because they said that the world got to them or life is just, it is what it is. Help them dream again. Help them be able to touch what they once wanted, but be able to realize that it can become tangible if they so far seek it. And then my job is to help them dream and then take a current snapshot of where they are financially, from income to expenses to debts to everything. Take a full financial snapshot of where they are today and then build a roadmap of how to help them close the gap between where they are currently and where they want to be in the future financially.
That's really wonderful. And I think one of the things that is very powerful about what you're saying is because once people really begin to take stock of themselves and really understand what's possible, then they not only start to dream again, but they're able to make tangible contribution either to their family or even to their projects in the world. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You see, dreaming allows people to begin to have awareness again of what is possible. But the beautiful thing about dreaming is you don't just dream when you go to sleep. When you realize your dreams and goals and they become tangible, you dream when you wake up.
Wow. Well, that is so true because that is how things are created. Where the premium that we're offering people is a financial checkup. It's a pledge of $100. You can call
516-620-3602. We've got lines open, and we're waiting for your call. 516-620-3602.
For the financial checkup plus the secret DVD, which also comes with this premium. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to help WBAI, but also to make a real difference for yourself as we are coming into that time of year when people make all kinds of promises to themselves and what they're going to be doing. People set goals and as they're going forward in their lives to really make a change, but very often people don't get past the list stage. So I know that your financial checkup really gives them a roadmap. What would you say about the way people are thinking? How important is it, in addition to having that plan, for people to pay attention to what they believe about themselves or what they believe about money?
I appreciate you asking that question. I personally believe that thoughts are things. Thoughts create everything. So what I mean is everything starts with a thought. Now, thoughts birth feelings or emotions. Feelings birth actions. And actions birth results. So if someone looks at their current situation or current circumstance and they want to change their current situation or current circumstance, which is the result of certain things, they have to first change their current action. Now, in order to change their current action, they have to change how they feel about their life. In order to change how they feel about their life, they have to guard their thoughts regarding their life.
Yes, very powerful. I totally agree with that. And very often, it's the attitudes that we hold that create roadblocks, even if we have the best of intentions and are making these plans for our future. If someone told us somewhere along the line that, you know, money is the root of all evil, and if you're an activist, you're not going to have a sense that you want money, or some people grow up learning that they don't deserve certain things, they're not good enough. And so there's a lot of attitudes that people can get caught up in that will change their dynamic, Tony.
And, you know, looking back at our history, Kathy, my father used to tell me that he lost his religion young because he had questions they couldn't answer. But he was taught that when he asked why black people have to live in such poverty, he was told, don't worry, you'll get your reward in heaven. You don't need it now. Just wait to the next life. And there are many of us who were taught that as children, or at least from his generation, who grew up with those things. We don't need to worry about money because that will all be taken care of in the wash. That's an attitude that pervades our community particularly. Mm-hmm. And so it strikes me what Loyon is saying, what you think about money. And we're not talking about the stuff that's in the front of your mind, folks. We're talking about those deeply held beliefs, how you feel about money. That's the important thing. And along with this book, The Secret, or this DVD, The Secret, it will begin to really lay out how important it is to understand how you feel and to direct your feelings. And from your earliest comments, Loyon, I was struck by the idea that you said most people don't even have a number of what would get them free. That's the starting point. You have to have an idea that you can be free from that rat race and a goal to work toward within the context of that number. And the second thing that you brought up is what we're talking about now. How do you think about money? How do you feel about money? It is so important, but you have to have something that you're working toward in order to improve your standards. And that's what we're going to look at today. Folks, we're talking about the financial checkup. My name is Tony Bates. This is Catherine Davis, of course. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio for New York. Our guest is Loyon Mensa. He has brought something to the table that we can all use, especially those of you who have been active around this radio station, in this community, and activism in general. Those of us who have spent so much time saving the world, we forgot to save a little bit of money, or forgot to save ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we're going to rectify that, or attempt to at least start that process, by looking at where we're focused in regard to money and offering you this financial checkup. What we're offering is a one-hour sit-down with an actual financial planner. Did you hear what I said? An actual one-hour sit-down looking at your finances, at your bills, how to structure it, where you begin, how you pay, and how you change from the downward spiral that has been stressing you year after year, wondering how you can get ahead. That can be rectified, folks, but you've got to put your energy into it, and you've got to have a roadmap. That's what this financial checkup provides. So here's the number so that you can get started calling now. 516-620-3602. We've got lines open. 516-620-3602. Remember that we have a goal of $3,000 this hour, and each hour we have to raise that goal and reach it. We need to hear from you. A $100 pledge is going to include not only this one-hour financial checkup, but a copy of that film, The Secret, because together, the two give you that momentum. You've got your roadmap, and now you understand. The Secret will help you begin to understand how your thoughts really affect what's happening in your world. 516-620-3602. Again, that's 516-620-3602. A $100 pledge on your MasterCard, American Express, Visa, Discover, whatever you have, call it, because this is an investment in WBAI and yourself.
Yes, and there is tremendous value in this offer we're giving you today. A 1 hour personal financial checkup, but it also will allow you to look at your life and begin to change it. Get out from under that burden, that worry. I mean, for myself, it had gotten to the point I didn't even want to go to the mailbox because I knew there was nothing there but bills.
I've heard that story before.
And the really sad thing about, for myself personally, most of the debt that I have incurred is not the original purchase. It's almost all interest and compounded interest and compounded interest. And so you start to dig a hole and don't know how to get out of it. So maybe Loyann, you can give some insight for people. You want to say
something? Yeah, just, you know, one of my best friends out at the L.A. station said that exact thing to me, Kathy. She said, I had paid my debts down, and I had all of these cards that were, I didn't have to pay interest for 6 months. Suddenly, they all came to bear at once, and I'm in debt all over again. Now I've got to start paying it back down. And it's because we take these offers from this credit card or that credit card, and it'll be interest-free for this many. But if we remember, that's the same thing that happened with the loan crisis. Mm-hmm. They offered people loans that they couldn't really afford, and when the interest went up, they stole their homes from them. And so we've got to be very aware and wary of those kinds of scams. And a lot of folks are in that situation.
Yes. And so, Loya, maybe you can give some insights on how we have, I would say most people who are, I don't know if I want to say middle class, because I'm not sure if there is a middle class anymore, but people who are working hard and not going anywhere, what are we doing and how are we thinking of this that's so different from maybe the Wall Street investors? How do they think and how do they use money?
Great question. To start from the debt side, which is what you guys dialogued about just a second ago, is to understand that, let's say we broke up America, we split America in two. We have 95% of the population, and we have 5% of the population. 5% of the population is wealthy America, and 95% is middle America. Now, although the 5% is the minority when it comes to the population, they're the majority when it comes to the amount of wealth. Wealthy America doesn't see loans as debt. Because they leverage other people's money to make money. They wouldn't use a credit card just to buy, let's say, a consumer good and then let that credit card, the debt revolve from month to month. They may purchase something on a credit card so they can get the points or the cash back, but then pay off that credit card at the end of the month. A lot of people within middle America, unfortunately, we get caught up when it comes to, let's say, a 0% interest offer from a credit card and don't factor in that at some point we're going to have to pay this off. So what I would recommend for individuals, let's say, in middle America who currently have, let's say, 4, 5, 6 credit cards and they're looking to pay it off, but year after year, they believe that, you know, they're attempting to pay it off, but they're not actually paying it off. What I would recommend is a simple method called debt stacking. Where, let's say, friends, you took 4 or 5 of your credit cards and you ranked them from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate. You ranked them from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate, and instead of just paying a certain amount per card, if you have 5 cards, for the 2nd to the 5th highest interest rate, you want to just pay the minimum and take all the cash that you would have put towards those other cards and attack the highest interest rate first. Get that one out of the way, and once that one is out of the way, then you go up to the second one. And that's ideally the fastest way to pay off your credit cards. Now, even with that, while you're doing that, you sort of want to lay off the credit cards. You want to go on a debt diet. You got to see, for that period while you're looking to pay it off, don't use the card. Now, don't cut it up either, because if you cut up and cancel the card, then your credit score is going to go down. So you keep the card open, but you pay it off that way. But then overall, as middle America, we have to understand that if we are going to use debt or leverage debt, we have to leverage it to invest in a real asset, not to buy liability. And unfortunately, most of middle America, they work to pay payments. So we have to shift that mindset and come to the agreement that we're not going to just work to pay payments, and we're not going to buy liabilities. If we're going to leverage our debt and leverage our credit, let's use it for investments where we can actually grow as a people.
Well, I love that perspective, because here's the thing, Loyann. People don't think of credit cards as debt. And that in itself is a different mindset and a different perspective. People, they think they're just getting a card. But the way you just put it, we're using debt to leverage liability, to buy liability. And that in itself, it's double negative. It clearly cannot work. And that's the kind of thing that you will learn, folks, with a financial checkup. See, I wouldn't have thought of that. Kathy might not have thought of that. But now we have a professional on the phone. And he can put this into a perspective so that you can understand it, I can understand it, Catherine can understand it. And that's how we begin to change this, folks, because you have to put your focus and energy on it. We want to give you that opportunity to begin to change that in your own life. And for the pledge, the paltry amount of $100, we're going to give you the opportunity to sit down with Loyon or one of his associates and to have a financial checkup of your own, a one-hour financial checkup. You can go over your bills. You can go over your debts. You can go over everything. Just bring it all in, and they will lay it out for you, put together a plan to begin to build your way out of that situation that you're in. And you have to start somewhere. And where do you start? By dialing 516-620-3602. Again, that's 516-620-3602. Get this first piece in place. Take the time to sit down with a professional and let them help you out of the hole that you're in. 516-620-3602. Along with that financial checkup, we're sending you a copy of the DVD, The Secret. Put that in, watch it over and over. Kathy, I have watched that movie over and over and over. Mm-hmm. It was my entree into the law of attraction, and it continues to inform me, and the things that I learned from that film continue to inform as I expand my knowledge about that law of attraction. But they've expanded the movie now. It's not the original version. There's an extended version. That comes with the pledge of just $100. Let's get 10 people on the line now calling and pledging at that $100 level so that we can get to our goal of $3,000 for this hour. We can only do it with you picking up the phone, using your MasterCard, your American Express, your Discover, your Visa at 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
That's right. And when you call that number, make that pledge of $100 for the financial checkup. And the Secret DVD is also a very powerful DVD that's going to counsel you. It'll be something that you'll have in the days, weeks, and months following your financial checkup. And it's not really a movie or a documentary. It's more of a video seminar featuring a series of authors, philosophers, doctors, quantum physicists, entrepreneurs, spiritual practitioners, all giving you advice on the power of the secret or the power of manifestation.
And, you know, there's an interesting portion of our community who says that's nonsense and don't believe in it. But you know who do believe in it, Kathy? If you read the biographies of any rich person, any billionaire, they all believe in the principles that are laid out in The Secret. And that is a fact. Read their biographies. Read any of them. All of them put those things into practice. Some of them use it without knowing. But whether or not you believe in it, they do.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Well, because this is very true. At the turn of the century, when manufacturing first started coming into play, and when a lot of these corporate guys who created all these companies, when GE was created, when Ford was created, there was a whole movement that understood this. And a lot of those people started those industries and started those companies based on these principles. Now, maybe their kids and their grandchildren inherited the wealth, but they certainly knew what they were talking about. And I know that, Loyon, you must have seen a lot of that when you were working with people who were financial capitalists and kind of had the money to play with. Were they using these principles as well?
Absolutely. You see, when it comes to the book, The Secret, and what it speaks about, or the DVD and just watching it and being able to consume it, it's simple concepts that a lot of individuals who are successful, as you guys mentioned, use day in and day out. You know, from the law of attraction, to understanding that, you know, whatever is going on in your mind, that's what you're attracting, to understand that we are like magnets, right? If you think negative, you're going to attract negative. If you're saying, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, guess what? You're going to become sick.
Because
your focus is on sick. And you attract what you are focusing on. If you're saying, I don't want to pass, I don't want to fail an exam, I don't want to fail an exam, all your mind is hearing is fail. So all your mind is going to give you is fail. So it goes into even the dynamic of neuro-linguistic programming, right, or NLP, you know, where in NLP, it breaks down three different areas: neurology, language, and programming. Now, as human beings, you know, our neurological system, it regulates how our bodies function. Language determines how we interface and communicate with other people, and our programming determines the kind of models of the world we create. So understanding that, you know, what we think and what we feel we attract is going down into understanding that the fundamental dynamics between our mind, the neural side, and our language, linguistic, and how the interplay affects our body and behavior, the programming. So if we want to transform our outer world, we have to first transform our inner world. We have to become the thermostats of our lives. You see, too many of us are like thermometers. You see, thermometers, when you put a thermometer in your mouth, it takes on the temperature that's in your body. But a thermostat changes the thermostat of the temperature of the environment. So if you want to change our outer world, we have to first understand that we create that by affecting and changing and transforming our inner world.
And Lorian, I'd like to jump on a point you made a moment ago. You said how you feel, and I think that's one of the places that people miss this message when they're talking about something like The Secret. It isn't just what you're thinking. It's what you feel. When you feel that way into something, what you expect, that is what you see appearing in your life. And why earlier in this discussion, we talked about those early programmings we have as children, which may have directed ways that we feel about finance or money that we're not aware of consciously. Sometimes these things are in our subconscious minds, and we don't know we feel that way. The obvious example being Kathy's, the root of all money being the root of all evil. Many of us have internalized that and operate with that. But you don't have to any longer, folks, because we've got a special way to help you get out of this. We want you to support both WBAI's finances and your own. And that's by pledging your support to get a hold of this financial checkup along with a copy of the DVD, The Secret. Call us at 516-620-3602. We need every phone line lit up right now. We have a limited time with Lorian. We want you to hear as much of his message as possible, but we must be about the business of supporting this station as well. As you know, we don't have commercials on this station. This is the only way we raise funding, and that is through your support. Come through and continue to support this one-of-a-kind radio station. It really is, folks. I say this from my heart. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. I've worked at three of these stations, and it is just a privilege to have one in your neighborhood, but it's only here if you support it. 516-620-3602. Call us right now. In this next segment of the program, we speak with Fredel Barber of World Financial Group, who is featured in the upcoming film based on the law of attraction, Think and Grow Rich, the all-time best-selling Napoleon Hill classic, coming to a theater near you soon. See? We get movie stars in New York, too. Fredel is on the top now, but she didn't always have an office in the financial district. Her journey has been colorful and interesting. Miss Barber is a great success story. From a rather large family of 12, her parents weren't equipped with the financial training that is so crucial to properly steering a family's finances. She doesn't come from a place of means. Rather, she is the every person example we hear about so often. Miss Barber, in her early life, took her chances on the West Coast to pursue her dreams in the fashion industry. She ended up, however, a single woman with a $30,000 credit card debt hanging heavily over her head. Sound familiar to anyone listening? That all changed when Fredel Barber found her way to World Financial Group, where she was taught the basics of finance by trained professionals. She began not only to learn from, but to take the advice of, and this is key here, to apply the knowledge being imparted to her by her money mentors. Following their instructions explicitly, she journeyed from the poorhouse to the financial district. Let's talk finance with Fredel Barber. Welcome, Miss Barber, to WBAI 99.5 FM. Now, you, like so many in our audience, didn't understand the dangers of credit cards as cash. Can you explain what your situation was?
Oh, credit cards were something you use when you needed money that you didn't have. And by the time I became a young adult, that's pretty much how I financed everything that I needed. So I always had a dream to leave Brooklyn and head out to L.A. to become a fashion designer. So I saved up a little bit of money and saved up some money to buy a car. And at the young age of 20 years old, I moved out to L.A. And I remember the day that I landed there, I got into my car and, you know, it was feeling the L.A. breeze. And it was probably one of the best days of my life because I, in my mind at that time, thought I made it, right? But little did I know that was the start of my education, not only in life, but also in finance. You know, everything I planned didn't work out. My car, being that it was my first car, and I never owned a car before living in New York, I didn't know that when you have a used car, you need to put oil in the car. So within a month, there goes my car. The second thing that happened was, you know, I had all these interviews set up in the design industry, and none of them worked out. So now I have no car, no job, and my savings are coming to an end. So pretty desperately, I decided to take any interview that would accept me. And that's where I walked into a World Financial Group office. And to say that that changed my life is an understatement, because that was really the journey of my financial freedom and finding my purpose. When I started to understand what it was that financial education means for people, it got me thinking, because, you know, the first thing that I learned was that most people don't understand the rules of, and it started with my own family. So as I started in the business, even though I had no intentions of getting into this industry, it was more of an education process, you know, learning about how to save money, how to make your money work for yourself, how to get out of debt. By that time, I was already $30,000 in credit card debt, no way of how to get out and stay out, which is probably even more important than getting out. And then also for the future, you know, how to be able to invest money, how to save and create something for your future. So as I started to learn it, the first person I called was my dad. And I said, you know, at this point, there was still 10 kids living in our house. So I automatically thought everyone who has kids has life insurance, as I started learning about that. Call my dad and say, hey, dad, what kind of insurance do you have? He said, I don't have any. And I was shocked by that. But then as I sat down with more and more families, I realized that was so common. Then I asked him, what type of retirement plan do you have? He said, I don't have any. And again, shock. But then coming to realize that was the state of most Americans. You know, most middle Americans, if and when they ever get to do any financial planning, they're typically going to go to whatever's at their fingertips, whether it's their company, human resources through their 401k or programs that they offer, or maybe it's their local bank. But seldom are they ever going to get to sit down with a financial professional and really get a full look at their entire financial picture and get an understanding of where they stand in reference to their financial goals, and then, most importantly, take action on them. And that really is the mission of what we do, is to educate people about how money works and help them understand and implement a plan to get them to where they want to be in the future.
So let's talk taxes. For listeners who make the decision to invest in themselves in this station, I understand that World Financial Group does direct its clients to invest wisely using their means to keep some of those monies for themselves and their families instead of paying it to Uncle Sam. So are the professional advisors at World Financial Group CPAs?
Yeah, and our associates are not tax advisors, but typically will work with their CPA or accountant to be able to strategize around what they have going on in their taxes. So for example, if someone needs a greater tax deduction, we'll help them create a strategy to get a vehicle to be able to do that. Vice versa, if they need to be able to take the tax return that they received and put it away towards their future in a vehicle that will grow tax-free, you know, we're able to create a strategy around that need as well.
So, Ms. Barber, does World Financial Group have strategies which address and redirect the huge amounts of money that so many of us, so many Americans, pay out to Uncle Sam each year? And are the professionals at World Financial Group CPAs? You mentioned life insurance. From reading through some of World Financial Group's materials, I gather that life insurance can be used strategically to both steady and even to strengthen a family's, or even an individual, I guess, to strengthen their financial situation. That's an important tidbit of information that most of us never have encountered. I can't wait to learn more. But as you just mentioned, it's also tax season. Many are scrambling right now to figure out how to deal with their favorite uncle, as you like to call him, Uncle Sam. Now, we can't talk specific strategies or give financial advice on the air, but can you give us an overview of how our money can work? But can you give us an overview of what World Financial Group looks at to make sure that our money is on our side? Some simple basics, and basically tell us what the possibilities are.
You know, a lot of times when you're going through your taxes, especially if you work at a job and you're on a W-2, you'll be receiving a tax return. And, you know, it's interesting that it's called a tax return. I think it's a loan refund because you actually lent the government money for the whole year. They didn't pay you interest on it, but now you're getting it back, right? Pretty interesting. Well, that's been said and done, but what can you do to actually take that amount of money and now make it earn interest for you? And that really brings us to some financial concepts. You know, the first one is understanding money in general, understanding the rule and the game of money. You know, there's actually a rule that's called the Rule of 72, made famous by Albert Einstein, who we can all attest is a pretty smart guy. So he actually made this rule famous, where if you take the number 72 and divide it by whatever rate of return you're getting, that will give you the amount of years it takes for your money to double. So think about it like this. If you're earning 1%, most people actually aren't even earning that in their savings account, 72 divided by 1 is 72, which means it will take 72 years for your money to double. Now, that's a pretty scary thought, probably no matter what age you are. But when you take a look at an example of that, say, for example, you're 29 years old and have $10,000 in an account earning 1%, that means it will take until you're 101 years old for you to have $20,000. And that's unheard of, but yet many people, that's where they have their savings, in their savings account. And while that's great for convenience and, you know, short-term purposes, when you look at a long-term plan, there's many other things that you can be doing with your money. So let's take it on the other side. Say you were earning 10% as a rate of return. Now your money's doubling every 7.2 years. So take that same example at age 29 with $10,000. Now by the time you're 65, you have $640,000. Now how did that happen? That seems almost like magic. Well, it is a magic. It's called the magic of compound interest. When you earn compound interest, it's not just the money you're putting in, which in this example was the $10,000 that's earning interest. It's the interest that earns interest, and that interest earns interest, and so on and so forth. And that's where you get that compound effect that can give you that much greater sum of money. Now, this compound effect can work for you or it can work against you. When does it work against you is when you have debt that compounds, such as credit card debt. You know, if you've ever been in debt, you understand that it feels like you're never getting out because you're constantly making payments that pretty much just go to pay the interest, which keeps compounding and growing. Well, when you have savings that earns a rate of return that's going to give you that compound effect over a decent amount of years, now you have that working for you. So just understanding that concept and knowing that, if, you know, talking about tax season and preparing for the year ahead, what if you can make that small amount of, you know, loan tax refund that you got back work for you in a position where it can give you a rate of return that can compound and work for you over those years. Now, once the money is saved, another thing that people don't take into consideration is, how will my savings be taxed? You know, we're always so concerned about income taxes, which is definitely important, but a lot of times people overlooked what's the impact of taxes on my savings. And I want to just break down the three areas and ways that people can get taxed on their savings. The first one is tax now. Tax now means that every single year that your money is in these type of accounts, you're going to get taxed on it. And some of you may have experienced that even just from having money in maybe a savings account or a CD, where at the end of the year you're going to get a 1099. Even if it's for $10, you're paying taxes on that because that's the interest that you earned and your taxes are due on that every year. So this means that it doesn't allow the money to grow as quickly because you're constantly having to pay taxes on that interest every year. The second category is tax later, or tax deferred, which means that when you put the money into these type of accounts, you've actually not paid taxes on the money you're putting in. And then in addition to that, every year you do not receive a 1099 and the money grows without paying taxes. Some of you might be familiar with these type of accounts, such as a traditional IRA, or a 401k, or 403b. These are some examples of what we call tax deferred or tax later accounts. Now, what happens with these accounts is that when you do take the money out, which has to be after the age of 59 and a half, otherwise there's additional penalty of 10%, what happens when you do take it out after 59 and a half, you will get taxed as ordinary income, not only the amount you put in originally, because remember, you didn't pay taxes on it back then, but also all that compound interest that we talked of, you're going to get taxed on all of it at the time you take it out, at your ordinary income tax at that time. You know, and when I educate people about this, a lot of times people tell me, well, by the time I'm that age, I'll be at a lower tax bracket, which may be true, but remember, it's called income tax, not age tax. It's got nothing to do with your age and everything to do with your income. So if you want to be at a lower income at that time, definitely possible that you'll be at a lower tax bracket if taxes don't change. You know, historically, right now, we're at a low tax rate in, you know, if you look back in history. So that's assuming tax rates don't change. That's an unknown in the future. But that's really where it brings me to the last category, which is what I like to teach most people about, which is tax advantage, where the interest that you earn does not get taxed. And there's a couple ways to do that. One is through what we call a Roth IRA. And there's some restrictions with that as well, where you can't touch the money until 59 and a half. Also, there's some income and age restrictions that go with that. But that's a way to plan for your retirement without getting taxed on the interest that you earn in that account. The other way is through cash value life insurance. And this is something that I think is probably one of the biggest secrets and unknown to, especially to middle America, people who don't necessarily have at least $250,000 to invest and, you know, making the income to be able to get those type of advice, is being able to utilize this way of saving and accumulating wealth. And in this case, it's utilizing certain type of life insurance policies to be able to grow your money and be able to take it out tax-free. And people utilize that strategy in many different ways, depending on what their needs are. Some people use it for college planning, you know, being able to retire, or maybe just even long-term investments. So most people throughout their life, when they're saving and putting money away, they go in order of tax now, tax later, and tax advantage. What we like to show people is to go the other way. Max out the tax advantage first, then go to tax later, and then go to tax now.
Miss Barbara, before you go, can you give us an example of a success story? Maybe someone who was in a similar situation to you.
One example that comes to mind is I had a widower who had a daughter, and her number one goal was to have her daughter get an inheritance. And she had, you know, she was about, I would say, 60 or 62 years old, so definitely more towards reaching towards the retirement age. And we were able to take, you know, her assets at the time and literally triple it towards her daughter as a beneficiary, utilizing some of the strategies that we recommended to her. And needless to say, she was very happy. You know, another example was a young couple who at the time I met them was pregnant with their first child. And they really had, outside of their jobs, had nothing set up towards their financial future. When they left the meeting with us, they were insured for their life insurance, meaning when their child was born, they have protection in case something were to happen to them. They also had long-term care protection. So when they were older and needed that, they didn't have to rely on their parents, you know, or have their child have that responsibility. And in addition to that, they were also planning for their child's education as well as their own retirement through a plan that was able to accumulate those assets without taxes. So, you know, when you look at that entire picture, it was from zero to hero, you know, really from not only knowing absolutely nothing, but also having nothing toward their future and being able to get all that set up.
And finally, Fredel Barber, what is the one piece of advice that you would give to our listeners, especially those who are planning to take this matter into their own hands and to change their financial situation and to make their money work for them? What's the one thought that you would leave them with?
I think the most important thing is to be open to listening. You know, a lot of times we live in a society where there's so many messages being thrown out, whether it's through social media, TV, radio, and sometimes it's hard to filter, right? What is it that you should listen to? I think education is key because without, you know, knowledge is power, but the true power in knowledge comes from action. So be open to listening, but also be open to acting. And remember, at the end of the day, you're the one that has to implement the plan, but there's resources and guidance to help you do that. And so as a team together, you could really have success and truly change your financial future for generations to come.
I really want to take a moment to extend my sincere gratitude to you, Ms. Barber, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak to the WBAI listeners. It should be noted that you're an exceedingly busy woman, and it's a kindness for you to find time to speak to our audience. I pursued you for this interview because I thought it especially pertinent to hear a woman's perspective on these financial issues, especially one who's come from the same position that so many of our listeners find themselves enmeshed in at this very moment. So thank you again, and we'll see you at the movies when Think and Grow Rich hits theaters. And now, folks, it's time to get your financial checkup on. What I want you to do is to think about anything that you're accomplished at. Then to consider how many hours of focus and practice it took for you just to become efficient. Now think about this. What if someone asked you to change the thermometer in their car? Or asked you to install electrical wiring in their home? Would you be able to do it on your own? Or would you have to consult a professional? Consulting a professional is the answer for most of us. Well, the same is exponentially truer with finance. You see, it guides our everyday existence. And when you have control of it, your life changes, your family's life changes. And this is a simple formula, really. If you've been trained in finance, congratulations, have at it. But if you, like most in our audience, have close to zero training in that field, you need professional guidance. And we have that guidance right here for you today in the form of the financial checkup. Pledge now for this fantastic premium and take control of your money instead of being controlled by your money. The possibilities and probabilities are in your favor when you have a professional guiding your moves. You can do this with this financial GPS that we here call the financial checkup. Give us a call right now, 516-620-3602. That's the phone number for you to call, or visit give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, wbai.org. Pledge your support to WBAI. More importantly, pledge your support to yourself and your family. So many of us are lost, wandering, and can't get ahead because we don't know what to do next with our financial situations. We don't know if we should pay this bill first or that bill first, or if we should restructure this way or that way. And again, folks, it's because we don't have training. And think about this, too. If you have training in this field, the government or Uncle Sam gets less of your money. If you don't, they take more. Which option do you think the system is rooting for? Get yourself trained. 516-620-3602. Not just trained, have a guidance plan in place. Sure, you're headed somewhere financially, but without a plan, you may not know where that is. The time is now. The opportunity is right now. Do not hesitate. The premium is available. Call us, 516-620-3602. We're proud to be able to bring you this information. We're proud to be able to give you some guidance that the powers that be might not want you to have. Well, that's what we do at WBAI. We're always doing the opposite of what the powers that be want. It's our job to expose them. It's our job to inform you. And hopefully, you will be able to do that with the financial checkup. 516-620-3602. Just a $100 pledge. Give us a call. Let's be honest. Maybe that means down the line, you can pledge more to WBAI. Who knows? Maybe it means that you can put more money into the college fund for your children. Maybe it means that you have money for that vacation you've always wanted to take. Maybe it means that you will pay less taxes. Maybe it means that you will have a firm financial retirement standing when you are ready to leave your workplace. We love freedom here at Pacifica. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means for you. Financial freedom. A relief from the stress around money. That alone might be what you need. That alone is worth the pledge amount of $100. A relief from the worries about your financial situation. I say again, freedom, freedom, freedom. Financial freedom. 516-620-3602. Call now. Get free. Take the stress off of yourself. Take that stress out of your family life. So many marriages, remember, fail because of financial issues. Why not get a professional to see you through that? And maybe it'll change those relationships as well. That's the key, folks, having a plan in place. Many listening do not. Seize this opportunity right now. 516-620-3602. $100 to WBAI. The financial checkup is where you sit down with a professional, look at your entire financial situation, and cater it to your goals and dreams. How can you go wrong? 516-620-3602. That's the phone number for you to call, or visit givetowbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org. Listen, we're coming up against it. We're going to have to get another 20 callers in here on the phones right now. And remember, it's just a $100 pledge of support to WBAI. $100 for your financial checkup. This would cost you thousands of dollars in the real world. But because World Financial Group has donated this service to WBAI, you have access that many others will not. Thousands of dollars for this $100 pledge. 516-620-3602. Take out your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa, your Discover, whatever it is. Take this opportunity. It's not a premium. It's not just a pledge. It's an opportunity to change the financial trajectory of your life, and to begin to do it right now. 516-620-3602. For many, the time is now. For many, the circumstances are dire, and the need is great. So don't hesitate. Take that first step. Make a decision to change your financial life. Do that using the principles that are found in The Secret. Do that understanding that with a positive focus, your finances can be brought into line, can be brought into order. This is for you. And remember that this has been donated to WBAI, so most of the money comes right here to the station. 516-620-3602. That number is 516-620-3602. Call us right now. If you want to make a pledge of support, if you want to support your financial health, you want to support your future, and you want to support WBAI at the same time, this is the premium for you. Call us right now. A $100 pledge to sit down with a professional. Are you kidding me? $100? This costs thousands of dollars in the real world. You are getting a gift, folks. And World Financial Group has gifted this to us. We're in turn gifting it to you. 516-620-3602. What's going on with your taxes right now that needs to be corrected? Could you be saving more money? Could you be putting that money toward your goals instead of toward Uncle Sam? I bet you could. How do you figure that out? How do you change that? Well, it's the financial checkup. It's a $100 pledge at 516-620-3602. And remember that you're supporting WBAI at the same time. 516-620-3602. That number is 516-620-3602. Again, folks, we're running up against it. I do not see enough phone lines lit up right now. Let's get to that final 20 callers before the end of this hour. 516-620-3602. You've heard from Loyon Mensa. You've heard from Fredel Barber. The time for listening is over. The time for action is right now. Call WBAI and begin to take steps to get your financial boat sailing toward that beautiful distant sunset, toward a joyful future. And if that wasn't in your plans already, it should be now. 516-620-3602. That's the phone number for you to call, or visit givetowbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org. You have not been trained in finance, and you need direction. It is both brave and wise, courageous even, to say, I don't know. I could use some guidance. This is an opportunity, folks. Let me say it again. This is a grand opportunity for you to change your life in a practical and real way, in a way that matters. And that is in the context of your finances. The question now is, will you be courageous? Will you seize the day? Will you seize this moment and take control, guided by people who really know what they're doing in this field already? 516-620-3602. That number is 516-620-3602. Call us right now. Just a $100 pledge to WBAI. And for a $100 pledge, for what people pay thousands of dollars for, you cannot go wrong. 516-620-3602. Thank you for those phone calls. Thank you very much to those people calling. But we have still got to get 10 more people on this line. Now, before the end of this hour, let's make this happen. Let's support this station. Remember, we have to raise $4,000 during this program alone. So let's make sure that WBAI is sustained and supported. 516-620-3602. Make that pledge right now. Change your life and sustain WBAI. Thank you for your pledges of support. 516-620-3602. A $100 pledge for the financial checkup. We're going to get you to sit down with a professional to take a look at your finances and to redirect them so that your financial future gets brighter and brighter, more and more stable. What a gift to yourself. 516-620-3602. That number is 516-620-3602. Thanks again to Loyon Mensa and Fred L. Barber for being with us on WBAI 99.5 FM. 516-620-3602. That's the phone number for you to call or visit givetowbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI.org. Give us a call right now. Change your financial situation. Change your life.
Join the 5th Annual People's Film Festival from June 2nd until June 5th at the AMC Magic Johnson Theater, Maisel Cinema, and Julia DeBurgos Performance and Arts Center in Harlem. The festival will include live performances, panels, and feature over 60 films like Birth of a Nation, The Nat Turner Story, and Tear the Roof Off, The Untold Story of Parliament Funkadelic. The People's Film Festival, whose purpose is to promote awareness in independent music, media, and art across the globe while encouraging those to develop a greater appreciation and understanding for cultural diversity in film. For more information, please visit thepeoplesfilmfestival.com. That's thepeoplesfilmfestival.com.
Yo, this is Michael Franti from Spirit, and you're listening to non-commercial radio in New York. WBAI is the place to turn to.
Peace. Oh my God. And my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. And my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. And my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my. Oh my God, oh my God.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth exclusively on Pacifica Radio and its affiliate stations. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. The nation and the world is beginning to see the power and impact of the movement for Black lives. And even as it is clear that organizing as the Black community is necessary, as some of the elders in the movement counsel, it is also important to build a united front across race, nation, and sector. An example of a man who did just that, but who paid the price for it, is the late, great Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson understood that the oppression of black people in the United States was connected to that of the Welsh and the Irish and to all oppressed people around the world. He was an internationalist while remaining grounded in the black struggle for racial and economic justice. Today, we pay tribute to Paul Robeson, who represented some of the best of the interrelationship between art and politics. He was the son of a runaway slave who became a singer and actor, champion, football player, anti-racist activist, internationalist, socialist, humanist. He was blacklisted for his political views, in particular for speaking out abroad about racial discrimination in the United States. In Peekskill, New York, racists picketed a concert of his there, and following the performance, a riot broke out as police stood aside as racists attacked concert goers. Because he remained popular in Europe, in order to fully derail his career, the U.S. State Department revoked his passport. So, unwelcome in the U.S. and forbidden to travel outside the country, his brilliant and promising career ground to a halt. Today, Paul Robeson is recognized as one of the world's greatest singers, as well as the world's greatest Shakespearean actor. Today, we remember Paul Robeson. Here is Robeson in his role as Othello.
Othello came from a culture as great as that of ancient Venice. He came from an Africa of equal stature. And he felt he was betrayed, his honor was betrayed, and his human dignity was betrayed. And so when they come for him from Venice, he speaks and says, "Soft you, a word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved full wisely, but too well? Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme? Of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, drop tears as fast as the Arabian trees their medicinable cup. Set you down this, and say besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turban Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state, I took by the throat the damned heathen dog, and smote him death. I kissed thee ere I killed thee. No way but this, killing myself to die upon a kiss."
Paul Robeson, the world's greatest Shakespearean actor in his role as Othello. Paul Robeson, a 20th century Renaissance man, an athlete, actor, singer, cultural scholar, author, and political activist. Son of a former slave, Paul Robeson was born and raised during a period of segregation, lynching, and overt racism. He was one of the top performers of his time, earning more money than many white entertainers. His concert career spanned the globe, including Vienna, Berlin, Paris, London, Moscow, New York, Nairobi, and other cities. He spoke 15 languages and earned no fewer than 12 degrees. Despite his genius, he has all been but erased from popular history due to his radical political beliefs and activism. He petitioned the President of the United States for an anti-lynching law, and he promoted self-rule on the continent of Africa. He helped victims of the Spanish Civil War. He fought for India's independence and championed equality for all people while enduring terrorism, banned performances, racism, and discrimination throughout his career. And today, we are going to remember and honor Paul Robeson. We are so delighted that we have yet again gotten permission to offer you the Paul Robeson World Citizen, the Portraits of the Artist 4 DVD boxed set. It is an incredible box set. It has 8 of his classic films with special features. It has a book, and it includes new video programs. And I'm afraid I only have 15 people to call and pledge at the $250 level will be able to get this box set. The number to call, 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
If 11 more of you can call and get the box set, that would just be fantastic. I want to quickly now go on to Paul Robeson, his story, the important moments of Robeson's career, Old Man River, his Broadway performance as Othello, his major role in The Emperor Jones, his work as a concert singer. Let's go to that clip right now. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
There are moments in a great artist's life which should be remembered forever. Yet, for Paul Robeson, those moments were nearly obliterated, blotted out, by the fears and political anxieties which gripped America in the early 1950s. One such moment occurred over half a century ago. Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern wrote a song expressly for and dedicated to a young singer. No one who has ever heard Paul Robeson sing Old Man River will ever forget it.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just
was to be associated with Robeson for the rest of his life. The words he sang were to change gradually as Paul Robeson and the world around him changed. But even if Old Man River had never been written, there was another moment. It was a performance on stage that still stands in the record books, the longest-running Shakespearean play in the history of the Broadway theater. It was a part many actors have played. Emil Jannings, Walter Hampden, Walter Houston, Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier, but none equaled Robeson as Othello the Moor. A performance that was the culmination of 20 years of work and understanding. Robeson recollects.
I just come over from America, and we like to say pass and chance and do for the morning dew. And I happened to pick up an old script of Shakespeare, and the due was very clear. It was D-I-E-W, and it was not chance, C-H-A-U-N-C-E, so it was due, like in lieu of, and chance, and dance. It's very, very Shakespearean way. And one terrible, difficult sound was my, almost at the beginning of the play, my services, which I have done the scenery, my services, services. I would say, my services, I had to work on that very but later I took some special work at the University of London, and also in my university days I majored in English, and I have records from the earliest time of Anglo-Saxons, matter of fact, through Chaucer, and of course since I worked on my songs with Roger Quilter, and I would have to draw. I couldn't walk out here and say, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge you with mine. It's got to be very, drink to me only with thine eyes, and